This is what the quartier for buyer. Well, that's some of you not tell on.
What I call a lane to.
A lane to. Well, it's what the quartier for buyer. Mm-hmm. And that would be Stablin, and that's Madeless chap of what buildings are all like, built on them good cobbles to start with. And this our top's a hen loft.
Ah.
You see, and there's a little door in the end with a little wall, shutter wall in. And there used to be like a board with some little cross bits nailed to it, and a wire cage, and hens used to go up there and up into here. Mm-hmm. And that's a hen house. And at Stable End, beyond that, there's little square walls in the wall where they've kept pigeons, racing pigeons, it's homing pigeons at some time.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this shop is typical of a gal lot of farms. You say you have a house built on south, facing south.
Mm.
You have stable here on the west side. You have buyer, like that used to be a buyer running to the opposite way on. It's a long buyer, long way on now. Well, there was two buyers running same way as this, you see.
I see.
In and a louse box and a calf pen, and beyond that was a good big barn, same as Everett Bland's, you know.
Yes.
A barn, a beyond, and a bootment up, like earth stoop, you know, to go right up in with lots of hay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was burned down in 1934, back in the 1934.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't built up till 1938. Mm-hmm. And they never put inside in it till it was just up and ready for us to start with. Well, we come in at Candlemas, cold weather, and we couldn't put base in till it because it was cold through, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And about the end of February, there was a fella who wanted some base putting in and tying up to kyak them.
Mm-hmm.
And I was talking to him at the auction yard there, and he said, like he'd been here at Seattle and he'd seen, and he said, well, I take these beasts and tie them up in there. He says, if there's one or two of them gets a bit cold, they'll not take much hurt. They look like milk cows, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they're fair, say, over a mastitis or out of that like. And so we went by her up with that before we started to use it. This is a steady of a yeoman farmer. Well, he plowed his land out in June and bare fallowed it all summer, and then when cut a back end, he sowed wheat on it, and he sowed the rigs, about 5 yard rigs. Well, then you talk about piecework at present day, and doing things and rats for the job, and one thing and another, yeah, thing and another. Well, a rig was a stroke of a scythe.
Mm-hmm.
And a fella had seen him in the rigs to mine a day. His boss says, can more corn. He knew how much corn that man had to mine a day.
Mm-hmm.
He said to the fella off with a pair of horses to plow, and he had to plow so many rigs in a day, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Mm-hmm.
Then it worked out that way. Well, they grew the weight, and they fetched it in, stacked it outside, and thatched them as we caught, and then the threshing loft, that's what we have granary and join the shop work room and so forth, up the steps there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they fetched it in. Well, there's room to set a little meal state, maybe two or three calf of corn, and then there's room to thresh it, and there was room to set bags of corn, and the louse there was chucked aside, and when the one did this louse tray shifting anywhere, now they used a creel or a wap.
Mm-hmm.